Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What you worried about? What's at the top of your list? Send us a text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Look, wearing my weather cap, I am worried about drought. Are we going to have another summer like last summer? I'm also worried about tornadoes. And this, I think there were like 40 twisters late Saturday over Iowa, including one EF4 that hit Winterset, which was very close to Des Moines, downtown Des Moines. 7 people lost their lives, and this thing was a monster. I think it's only the second time that they've had an EF4 strength tornado in March in Iowa. EF4, about as strong as they ever get. The other thing I'm worried about, mental health, especially our kids. Think of what our kids have gone through in just the last couple of years. The murder of George Floyd, a surge in crime, the pandemic, a once-in-a-century sickness, and going back and forth, trying to juggle in-person and at-home learning. It's hard enough for grown-ups trying to figure this out with Zoom and what have you. But all of these, it's coming together at the same time, kind of a perfect storm of anxiety and depression. And that's one of the issues in the teachers' strike, the potential teachers' strike. School district officials and teachers' union leaders agree the need for mental health services is higher than ever statewide, and boosting support for students is a priority. Joining us right now from the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Ryan Romine. I hope I got that right. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I know you're the parent of a kindergartner and a fourth grader at Seward Montessori School in Minneapolis. What's going through your mind, and how are your kids doing, first of all? How are they doing right now, and what are you worried about when it comes to a possible teacher strike?
Well, I mean, my kids are doing pretty well, all things considered. They're in school right now, which is great, maybe not for a while, but I mean, I'm holding up okay. I think we'll be fine. We got family support in the area. But, you know, like you said, I'm worried about lots of kids who don't have, you know, the supports or single parent homes or whatever to make it through this. So, you know, but we're hanging in there. We've rolled with the pandemic. We'll roll with this and figure it out. So,
look, I'm biased because I owe my career to 3 amazing teachers. I think teachers in this nation are woefully underpaid. That's just my personal opinion. I know it's a market economy. I get that. I'm a capitalist. But it doesn't you know, we talk about the importance of teachers, and yet when it comes time to pay them, it seems like we have Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. We can't quite reach for the checkbook to pay them what they're worth. But who's to blame for the current impasse? Is there blame on both sides? What's your opinion on that, Ryan?
I mean, there's always blame spread all around. I tend to agree with you here a little bit. I mean, where I hear you going, like, you know, the writing's been on the wall for 2 years. We had a budget surplus last year. Why wasn't the administration angling to get more money for our teachers? We just found out, you know, a week or two ago, we got even more money than we thought we had.
Right.
So it's frustrating to hear administrators say they don't have the money. I also hear they have a reserve pot that they're not willing to tap into for the teachers. And yet, you know, they've made all these changes in the past year during the pandemic. They did push through this comprehensive district design in Minneapolis. They made kids change schools in the middle of a pandemic. I can't imagine the teachers were happy about it. A lot of them had to reapply for their jobs. And now you're telling them that you can't give them, you know, more pay after all that they've been through. And, you know, especially the support professionals that are only making, you know, maybe $24,000 a year. These are people that are in the class with kids all day long, just trying to support the teachers. So, I mean, you know, teachers union isn't perfect. I'm not in the bag for them at all, but I'm supporting the teachers on this one. They got to get paid.
What about the Minneapolis superintendent of schools? I mean, where do you come down on Ed Graff?
I mean, you know, like everybody, he's got a difficult job, but this is what he signed up for. I mean, he sent us an email as parents. It was a bit tone deaf a couple weeks ago.
How
you know,
so?
As soon as he, you know, they communicate with the school or the parents via email, and they sent an email saying like, "Hey, I'm sure you heard that the teachers might strike." And it was kind of this scoldy tone about, you know, if they do that, we might have to add days to the end of the year and your kids are going to be out of school and there's not going to be ways to make up time. It was, you know, it kind of felt like he was trying to pit us against the teachers. Again, like so many things in this town, just kind of tone deaf when it comes down to, I wanted to hear something like, we're working really hard with the teachers. Of course, they deserve pay. We're going to do whatever we can. You know, I thought that would be a simple thing to do. I mean, they've since turned it around a little bit, but I also can't find a freaking budget that I can read on their website. So, you know, I don't really know where their priorities are.
I am the product of public schools, and I don't know if you went to public schools or not, Ryan.
I did, yeah.
We need to support our public school system. It's the glue that unites a majority of Americans right now. What we learn in school and having that bond. But I know it's been a crazy 2 years. I'm just curious. You have a fourth grader. What's your fourth grader's name?
Her name is Ruby.
I'm always amazed at how wise beyond their years third, fourth, fifth graders can be. I mean, they're... It's hard to pull anything off on them. How has she been handling, you know, the issue of safety downtown, George Floyd, the riots, the pandemic?
Yeah.
I think some kids seem better able to withstand that. I do worry about the toll on mental health and this form of PTSD that is not limited to adults. I think a lot of kids are going to be scarred for a long time by what we've just gone through. How's she doing?
She's, you know, I mean, kids are pretty amazing. They're super resilient, right? Because they got to change all the time. But, you know, it's the distance learning really took its toll. I mean, I don't think that she would have put it this way, but I'm pretty sure she went through a sort of undiagnosed depression, just looking at the screen all day, being inside. We live in a small Minneapolis, South Minneapolis house, so she can hear us at night talking about all the different things that are going on. And we only live six blocks away from where George Floyd was killed. So we had all that, too. I think she's doing as well as can be expected. But that's, you know, when these teachers talk about they need mental health support, can you blame them for asking for that? Like, I would just listen last week to this woman, Alexis Mann, on a webinar, who's talking about she's in, special ed class in North Minneapolis, and she's often the only one in that class with kids with like high needs. They're supposed to have two or three people in that class with her, and she's not getting the support that she needs. She doesn't have the personnel. So, you know, we need to kind of step it up for these kids. And again, you know, my kids, I think they're going to be okay. But at what point do we invest in the teachers? We invest in the buildings. We invest in new plans. When are we going to invest in the staff? The last thing I'll tell you is that my daughter did say, she came home 2 days ago, and she's like, do people at Target get paid more than the people in our classroom that help out? And I was like, yeah, some of them probably, or about the same. So, you know, and that's not disparaging people that work at Target, but it's a pretty important job that these ESPs have. So I think we need to pay them.
Yeah. It says something about our values, where we place our priorities and how people do get reimbursed for their time and value and wisdom. Ryan Romine, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your perspective. Give Ruby, give both your kids a hug, and hopefully this thing gets resolved quickly. But we sure appreciate your perspective on CCO.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Hang in there, Ryan. Pray for spring.
Will do.
Any day now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.